Rav Shabbos to everybody. So Shviya Bishalach is actually a combination of two different topics, Vayetzma Shamam L'mayim, the Refidim in terms of water, and then Vayevo Amalek, Vayelacham Yisrael B'Refidim. This one who says they're connected, Vayevo Amalek, that they actually heard this cold Simaon, and actually the Tzad HaShavah is the role of the Matei Alukim. And both of them, the Matei Alukim, which is instrumental in bringing forth the Mayim, and then the Matei Alukim, which plays such an important role in terms of the battle. So let's start with the last point, Matei Alukim B'yadi. So the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah famously says, Yadav Shel Moshe Osos Mechama V'Shovros Mechama. So Ella, right, when Moshe's arms are pointed up, Bisman Shisrael Mistaklin Klapei Malo B'Shad Nesliba Nabiyam Shem Hashemayim Hayu Menatzchen. The Sforno amplifies that point, and the Ramban does as well, but the Sforno really puts it in terms of the Matei Elokim. L'haris l'ambo is man tefila, so k'dei sheichadnu libam yispalu imo. That it wasn't only Moshe Rabbeinu k'inin ha-manedifin besudarim Alexandria shel Mitzrayim, right? From the Gemara in Sukkah that, the shul was too big, people couldn't hear what was going on, so they'd wave the sudarim, people would know to answer Amen. So here the Matei Elokim is actually a symbol of the idea of partnership with Moshe Rabbeinu, that Moshe is not playing spiritual hero ball, but that Klal Yisrael has a sacred responsibility to, be involved themselves. A very critical idea. Now, previously, in terms of Refidim, the Mayim, Matchash, or Kisa Boas HaYar, right, that Moshe is going to bring forth the water. So the Sforno notes of HaKaso, previously, right, the Mateh, right, was used to deprive people of water. Nilam Mitzrayim Lishtos, Atayasa Hefech. And then the Sforno says, everybody will realize that this is not natural. Uvazayakiru Shein Paul Amata Tivi Lo, Kia Tivi Yasel Ola Malinin Echad. Right, this is not dual use technology. The Mateh has to be an instrument of God because. And the fact that it can have multiple and opposite roles, right? Sometimes to take away water, like at Makastam, sometimes to provide water, like it happened at, Masao Meriva. Amnam Paolo B'mitzvahs Poel Ritzoni HaPoel Pulos Hafchios, right? Since it's an instrument of God, this Mateh can do the opposite thing. Sometimes it can provide water, sometimes it can take away water. So I just wanted to, build off this Sforno's idea and take this to one level further out in terms of an abstraction. The Sforno's whole point is, the Mateh can do opposite things. So sometimes the Mateh, right, and so he says, can provide water, take away water. Let me take that one step further, right? The Mateh can sometimes be a symbol of the idea that Hashem is providing Hashem and Hashem alone, Matan Asunas Hashem. So the Sforno writes, the whole point is, don't you understand, we're just agents here, and the Mateh Elokim is going to bring forth the water as a way of showing it's not us, we're not doing this. So sometimes the Mateh is a reflection of unique Hashgacha and Hashem's, dominant role. It's a great line in the Sforno, Matsuri Vuni Madim, Atanasun is Hashem. Halo Yadatem Shani Mitsuba Vosa. Ramosh Rabbeinu says, I only work here. So sometimes the Mateh is a symbol of that, right? Then Moshe is literally just a Shaliach. But Meidach Gisa, sometimes the Mateh calls the people to partnership with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Matei Elokim Yadi, like the Sudarim of Alexandria, that they should see the Mateh and, to daven themselves. And in that respect, there are two different modalities of our relationship with Hashem that are being discussed in this Aliyah. One modality is when, Hashem Yilachem Lachem Ve'atem Tachrishun, when, you're, really passive and Hashem will deliver you. V'atem osetu yish mi pesach beso ad boker v'avar Hashem lin goves Mitzrayim. So much of Yitzias Mitzrayim is that way. And sometimes it's through a divine human partnership, right? Matei Elokim B'yadi, and that you'll know to daven, then you'll know to exert yourselves in that fashion. So it's really both at the same time. The Mateh can represent the idea of shutfus, of partnership, as much as it can represent the idea, right, of Hashem working alone on behalf of his people.